The final painting in this set is Grant Wood's American Gothic. It's among the most famous and recognizable works in the American art canon. It has been the inspiration for countless imaginations and new iterations. It was painted in 1930, fairly close to the start of what would be considered modern America. The artist was inspired by a Carpenter Gothic-style home he saw in Eldon, Iowa. The individuals in the painting are a farmer and his daughter. The painting is often interpreted as a representation of the solidness of rural American life and values. At the time, the shift to industrialization and away from an agrarian economy and the movement of populations to urban centers and away from rural communities was in full swing in this country. This portrait was painted just after the stock market crash of 1929 that ushered in the Great Depression. In light of our presentation today and given our focus on modern aging, please think about how this painting might be viewed through the lens of aging using Philibert's major points outlined at the beginning of this presentation. What statement about aging might it be making? What themes are embedded within it? Critically thinking about aging and art of the past is an important bridge to the films and literature of now.